Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, this is going to be a jam-packed special edition on this Thursday transmission. It is the Ide of March. In the Ides of March, it is the 15th day of March 2012. And we are going to be live here for the next 3 hours. And when I say we have a jam-packed transmission, we certainly do. Ed Haslam, who is an investigator and author, will be joining us in studio. It gets into weaponized cancer viruses, the JFK assassination, and more. And he, of course, has written Dr. Mary's Monkey, available at Infowars.com. And he also helped put the book together with a lady who reportedly, and has the evidence, dated Lee Harvey Oswald, Me and Lee. So we're going to be talking about both these books in the first hour. And boy, is it a heavy news day on top of it. And then Jim Mars, about 10 minutes, 15 minutes into the second hour, is going to be joining us, investigative journalist, also in the JFK realm, but we're not going to get into that with him. We're going to get into current issues. And then Congressman, former CIA operative, Bob Barr is going to give us an update on the TSA, the Toilet Safety Administration. I never watched South Park because I'm not big on potty humor and stuff, but I got up early this morning. Well, not that early. I was out late last night and went in and watched it on the South Park website, or as much of it as I could. My children kept coming in the room, so I had to turn it off. But they've really hit the nail on the head, because in the show, a woman falls into the toilet and gets hurt. And so, well, since somebody got hurt, she dies. She falls into the toilet and the suction basically sucks her down the toilet. So then they say, well, one person died. We've got to have safety at all toilets. So they make you wear seat belts and they've got cameras watching you. And it's absurd, but that's actually where all this is going. The nanny state is a planned takeover, the globalists admitted on record. Meanwhile, the TSA is engaged in another psyop. TSA says it will stop groping grannies because they got caught lying about pulling, we're talking 95-year-old women in some cases behind closed doors, ripping colostomy bags off of them, urology bags, screaming at them, trying to make them walk. And they're like, I'm going to Illinois to die. They're like, get up, I told you to get up. You're in the Marine Corps now, get up. That's what's happening. And so then they lied and said, we don't strip search anybody. I'm not a crook. Everything's fine. Government loves you. And, of course, then they got caught, of course, doing it. It's kind of like 2 years ago. Hey, they're groping small children. They're even taking their pants off, taking their diapers off. We're not doing it. That's preposterous. Oh, here's 500 videos of me doing it. Well, we're going to stop it now. Then, of course, they never stop it. So the new thing is we're going to stop groping above 75. It's just you get an even more powerful body scan. They actually say that. It says double dose of radiation for seniors will allow them to avoid the pat-downs. You know, if you ran up in a park and ran up to a woman and grabbed her sexual organs and said, I'm just doing a pat-down here, you'd go to prison for about 5 years, and you should. But not in this case, not with the Toilet Safety Administration. You know why I love it? We've posted joke videos about the TSA, and they always get them blocked or taken down because they know humor is what's really going to destroy them. And this huge federal power grab and this dog training, slave training they're doing. And mocking the New World Order, I think, is one of the most important things. Not being scared of them. Realizing that, yeah, they're dangerous. Yeah, they're in control. But they're also a bunch of scum and they're just human. By the way, I've got an amazing story of what happened last night. I don't even know if I'm going to tell it today, though. The Dave Mustaine exclusive interview is coming up tonight. Nightly News, 7 o'clock. We'll be right back.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing Diamond Gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue Diamond Gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond Gusset Jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we have got a big kahuna transmission lined up for you today, ladies and gentlemen. We have Ed Haslam. And he is an investigative researcher who's put out a very powerful book, Dr. Mary's Monkey. He also helped put together the book, Me and Lee Harvey Oswald. Very powerful information because it ties into the medical mafia, weaponized cancer viruses, and more. He's going to be in studio with us for the balance of the hour and a little bit into the next hour. And then we're going to have Jim Mars, who needs no introduction, talking about current events, the TSA, World War III, the megabank takeover, the fact that world government's now naked, out in the open. But we're still conspiracy theorists. So we're going to be discussing that. And then former Congressman Bob Barr on the latest on the TSA, the police state, the NDAA, the federal courts announcing they'll give you felony charges for protesting. Just the descent into tyranny that we are living in here in this once great republic. But people are waking up. You don't know what you've got until it's gone. And the population, by and large, those that are going to wake up are starting to wake up. Wow. All the news here is just insane. There's a London Telegraph article. There's also one in the Associated Press. Soldiers asked to disarm during Leon Panetta's speech in Afghanistan. And this is now happening at combat bases in Iraq as well. Top generals will not speak in front of armed troops. They won't even go on base areas around troops when they have guns. Let me explain this to you. The Secretary of Defense will not get around armed soldiers. You just heard me say that. Now, what does that tell you about this government? This is not our government. And what does it say about what they're doing in Afghanistan? We're about to get into medical tyranny here, but it's on record in Wired Magazine. It's on record in a lot of other publications. They just report it like they're talking about stock prices or something, very dry, or what the weather is supposed to be tomorrow. Oh, by the way, we're doing mass experiments for, you know, a decade now in Afghanistan mainly, in giving the troops aggression drugs and then amnesiacs after missions. And that's why you had a group of Delta Force, remember like 5 years ago, they came back from Afghanistan and four guys in one day went crazy and three of them killed their families. The other didn't, but then burned his house down and the police pulled up. It was in the it was in the local paper that's outside Fort Bragg and said that the Delta Force, well, this guy was a captain, was flopping around on the ground foaming at the mouth. That's not PTSD. That's mind control going on. And you got this guy flipping out, as you know, over the weekend and going out now. We learn it's 18 people he reportedly killed in just the town, going into houses, killing families, shooting children. Something's going on there, ladies and gentlemen, and I've reserved comment on it. But you see this. This is not PTSD. Something's going on. They have screwed some of these soldiers up so bad with the drugs they're giving them and things. And this is admitted, but details are classified. Again, oh, we're testing amnesiacs and we're testing aggression drugs on them. In fact, I've seen reports that out of a brigade of, say, 4,000 people in the army over there, as many as 500 are being tested on. And I need to open the phones up sometime in the next week or so. We don't have a bunch of guests lined up just to have military call in about this. And I need to go back and pull all the articles on this and report on it because it's being reported on, but it's just like, oh yeah, we're doing some testing on their minds. What's mind control? So now soldiers were asked to disarm during a speech by Leon Panetta, the American Defense Secretary, in a sign of growing concern over spats, just spats, you know, mass killing of seemingly random violence. Yeah, they're just killing officers, are killing people, troops are killing other troops, worse than Vietnam ever was. And the people are saying, I don't know why I did it. It's not like I got mad at the sergeant because he's been, you know, doing so. I threw a hand grenade in there. No. We're not talking about just fragging. You know, that's gone on in every army forever. This is just, I don't know why I started killing people. I don't know why I went in the barracks and started shooting people. I don't remember. So we're going to be talking about that. And speaking of mind control, then we're going to go to our guest. And I'll intersperse. We've got so many guests today, news throughout the transmission. Big Pharma pushes drug to cure racism. Now, remember, we had the report Monday where they're saying that they're going to start. Well, they admit they want to put drugs in the water to make us not be aggressive and submit, but also to make us smaller. They're now saying the big bioethicist groups and are publishing it. And, of course, they say kill babies up to age 3. But see, now, suddenly they know that we're aware of them. They're just trying to acclimate us to make it as insane as possible. But it's all over the news we're going to start giving you a heart drug so you're not racist, whatever that means, because some psychiatrists say so. And they want to put lithium in the water, too. But everything's okay. Yeah, they're drugging the troops. They're not going to tell you exactly what, but just... They don't let the brass get around them, though. Nothing's going on, though. Everything's fine. Just a precaution. And yeah, they're announcing they're going to secretly arrest citizens whenever they want. But again, everything's... They're now trying to say vaccines are the law to take, even though there's no law. I've got a journal, Pediatrics, is recommending forced Gardasil for boys as well so they don't get the cervical cancer. Did you catch that? Again, Big Pharma pushes drug to cure racism, and they're saying it's... I can say this until I get on the air. It's one of the few things I get stage fright with is weird drug names on air that I'm going to mess them up. Propranolol. And it's in the Journal of Psychopharmacology. And they're just saying generally we need to start drugging the public. Now, the reason I find our guest research so amazing is because he just stumbled into the truth and didn't brush himself off and just walk off in the distance, ignore it. Because I guess his dad had worked around this lady. He had a, you know, connection to her and he began to research it. He fell down the rabbit hole. And the book is Dr. Mary's Monkey, How the Unsolved Murder of a Doctor, a Secret Laboratory in New Orleans, and a Cancer-Causing Monkey Virus are Linked to Lee Harvey Oswald, the JFK Assassination, and Emerging Global epidemics. And his research, again, just proves on top of all the other proof that Lee Harvey Oswald was a government asset, that there was weaponized cancer programs going on. Even, you know, the film JFK has some of that in it, based on Jim Maher's work. He's joining us next hour. And, you know, he's got all these documents and wants to, you know, go over it. And that's great. Well, 92% of people in the average poll know the government killed Kennedy. And there's a whole shadow government and Fletcher Prouty. For me, it's that his research dovetails with all the confirmed info where hundreds of millions of people have been exposed to cancer viruses and tens of millions have died conservatively. I mean, this is the biggest story ever. And he has, you know, a juncture right into original source documents, government documents, research in Dr. Mary's monkeys. And it's a page turner. I mean, it's reality and it's frightening, but also it's a whodunit. I mean, it's a masterpiece book and we do sell it at InfoWars.com. And then it dovetails with me and Lee, how I came to know, love and lose Lee Harvey Oswald. And, we're going to talk some about this book that he helped put together with the lady who got the proof, you know, was dating the government operative Lee Harvey Oswald. Edward T. Haslam, thank you so much. Of course, the foreword to your book is written by Jim Maher, I should add, is here. We're going to break in about 4 minutes, but you've got the floor pretty much for the hour. I mean, tell us about your journey, how you found the rabbit hole. I think something this big, that's a good place to start. So let's start at the beginning.
Well, Mary Sherman was a colleague of my father's, and they were both professors of orthopedic surgery at Tulane Medical School in New Orleans. I even sat on her lap once as a child. And so when she was murdered, it was kind of big news in our family because she was like my father's best friend. And because of that, I knew things about Mary Sherman and her murder that the public didn't know. And I was very suspicious for a very long time. My father, who came out of Harvard Medical School, had like the utmost of respect for this woman who's out of the University of Chicago. Turns out that she was good friends with Enrico Fermi. She was bringing radiation into medicine, and she was published in cancer articles. Even University of Texas published a book called Tumors of the Bone and Soft Tissue that had several articles by her in there in which she challenged the very language that was used to describe cancer. Okay, so she was a high-level hitter, and that's the first part I knew. And the other part I knew was that her arm was missing. And it wasn't until I got the documents, and there's a lot of people who have had bad information about this, but I went and got the police reports and the autopsy reports and the homicide report, all from the public library, and I got all of the newspaper articles, about 2 weeks of coverage, and I laid them out on my table, and I noticed that this fact that was very clear in the police reports and in the autopsy, which was that Mary Sherman's entire right arm and rib cage had been disintegrated by heat. And even the cops on the scene said they could stand there and see the internal organs of her body. Okay. This was never, not in a single newspaper ad. I mean, a newspaper story. Okay. So why was it that they didn't tell the public about this? And as you get into it, you realize that there's nothing in her apartment that could have possibly burned off her arm. And right next to that is unburned human hair. So how do you get thousands and thousands of degrees to disintegrate?
Yeah, you come to somebody's house, nothing's on fire, and a person's got a cauterized like they've been shot by, you know, stormtroopers. You're wondering what's going on here.
Right, and there's nothing in it. So you have to be left with the conclusion that they brought her body back to her apartment after an incident somewhere else and faked this murder scene. And they didn't want people running around uptown New Orleans looking for the machine that burned off her arm.
And it turns out they were firing radiation into different viruses and other things and trying to create. Well, tell folks what she was working on. We're about to go to break, but tell folks.
Well, what happened with the polio vaccine is after they released 100 million doses of it, they realized there was a cancer-causing virus in it. So they decided at that point to make it secret and to get busy looking for a anti-cancer vaccine. And they were in a hurry. So they started using radiation to mutate the cancer-causing monkey virus to try to create a vaccine.
At least that's what they told the researchers.
Well, this is what was happening in 60-61. It changes and gets much darker after the Cuban Missile Crisis in 62. By 63, they are deliberately making a biological weapon with this aggressive cancer.
Stay there. Amazing. The book is Dr. Mary's Monkey, Edward T. Haslam. Hope you enjoy the government killing most of you out there. They're nice people, though. They want to keep us safe. I'd seen the longevity products work for many others. And so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy 3 or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got author Ed Haslam, Dr. Mary's Monkey. You can go just type into a search engine, cancer viruses and vaccines. It's not just the polio vaccines. We find this across the board. And I know it's not as scary as men with turbans and beards that you have a better chance of dying from a honeybee sting. I understand it's fun to get scared of them and beg for the TSA to give you a public proctology exam. But the real threat is this medical mafia that knows you're waking up. So that's why they're announcing, oh, we're going to drug your water. It's Fox News, you name it. Just, we're going to put lithium in there. See, it's all out in the open now. But the public needs to understand, and I'm not kidding. I've done the research from every angle on this. A large portion of those, the evidence shows the majority of people that have died of cancer in the last 50 years or so, you can direct right back to the polio vaccine and the rest of it. And this is the silent, slow, painful Holocaust that we're going through. Ed, please continue. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. We're going to keep you 20 minutes the next hour with Jim Marsh to cross over on this subject. But please continue getting into the rabbit hole.
Well, I want to just make a comment on this terrorism thing you just brought up. Because on September 11, 2001, we lost about 3,500 people due to terrorism. That same day, we lost about 3,500 people due to cancer. The next day, we lost 3,500 people due to cancer. We have lost 12.5 million people due to cancer since September 11th. And where's the fear? I mean, it's
why is it skyrocketing? We need to. Oh, but it's always find a cure, not find out why it's happening.
Right. And there's I mean, just ask anybody you know. Do you have anybody in your family or friend circle with cancer?
Yes,
they do. I mean, this is a epidemic that's about 15 or 20 times the size of the polio epidemic, but they never refer to it as a cancer epidemic. I mean, this is straight out of Orwell's newspeak. You know, they're manipulating.
Oh, now they're, and they make it like a party, like, oh, a lot of kids at school have it. You're part of the cancer group now. And they never discuss why is it skyrocketing. I mean, if people were suddenly dying of arsenic poisoning or cyanide poisoning, they wouldn't say, let's find a way to cure something so you don't die when you eat, a deadly poison. You'd say, why are people getting this poisoning?
So I started researching Dr. Mary Sherman and her background. Okay. And I discovered that she had gone to the University of Chicago Medical School as a first year medical student with a woman named Sarah Stewart. And it was Sarah Stewart who was the MD PhD researcher at the National Cancer Institute who discovered the cancer causing virus. And her research partner up there was Bernice Eddy, and it was Bernice Eddy that discovered that it was in the polio vaccine. And why was it in the polio vaccine? Because they grew the polio vaccine on monkey kidney cells. And these are cancer-causing monkey viruses. And they were taking monkeys from Asia and monkeys from Africa and putting them in the same cage. And they were getting cross-infected with each other's viruses.
Mutating.
Yeah. And when they took the polio virus out to make the vaccine, they got all the other viruses in there. There were dozens of them in there. And I've got that on page one of the National Cancer Institute newsletter. I mean, this is not a theory. This is what happened.
And you've got it all in your book. You've got government documents, all of it. It's just, wow.
Well, when I saw that, I had to ask a question. I said, if this woman is telling us there's going to be an epidemic of cancer. And that's what Bernice Eddy said in 1960 when she got into so much trouble for saying it. Okay. I said, she's trying to warn us. Did this epidemic ever show up? So I went to the medical library and I got the NCI statistics for Nixon's war on cancer, which was about a 16-year-old window. And you see these four soft tissue cancers, breast, prostate, melanoma, and lymphoma erupt. Out of the
whenever they have a war on something, there's going to be more of it. They have a war on drugs, they're shipping it in. Yeah. They're going to have a war on cancer, look out, you're going to be getting it.
Well, what I find interesting is that Nixon declared this war on cancer in his first week in the White House. That implies a certain amount of premeditation for this. And then you go back and realize that Nixon was VP during the release of the polio vaccine, and Dwight's running the Cold War. And Nixon's running the domestic stuff. So Nixon's holding the roses on the polio vaccine, and he knows it's contaminated. Now, this is like the skeleton in the national closet. This is the biggest.
This is the big kahuna.
The biggest mistake in the history of government worldwide.
Until you read the Rockefeller documents where they want to reduce our population.
I said mistake.
Well, stay there. I want to come back and discuss that because, you know, that's what they tell the researchers. That's what they tell the president. That's the compartmentalization. But no doubt it's going on, and they've covered it up. Regardless, it's going on. We'll be back. It's all in the book, Dr. Mary's Monkey at InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. I'm looking for people that have the wisdom to spot savings, opportunity, and recognize risk. Saving means to make money. The Cowbin Pure Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated and twice as good as what you're using now. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils that contain no useless dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Your risk is the hundreds of hazardous toxic detergents that give you rashes, itching sores, and deteriorating clothing called lint. If you want something better, if you want something you've never had before, you have to do something you've never done before. Getting a free catalog is easy by calling 800-340-7091 or see Calvin on the web at 5starsoap.com. Take charge of your health now by calling 800-340-7091 or see Calvin on the web at 5starsoap.com.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand, eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie! No man is obsolete.
You have no function, Mr. Wordsworth. You're an anachronism, like a ghost from another time.
I am nothing more than a reminder to you that you cannot destroy truth by burning pages.
You're a bug, Mr. Wordsworth, a crawling insect, an ugly, misformed little creature who has no purpose here, no meaning.
I am a human being.
Words, Mr. Wordsworth, that have no substance and no dimension, like air, like the wind.
I don't care. I tell you, I don't care. I'm a human being. I exist. And if I speak one thought aloud, that thought lives, even after I'm shoveled into my grave.
Delusions, Mr. Wordsworth. Delusions that you inject into your veins to make you think you have a strength when you have no strength at all. You have nothing but spindly limbs and a dream, and the state has no use for your kind.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Coming to you worldwide, blasting out on over 100 AM and FM affiliates, XM Channel 166, number one on internet talk radio streaming via podcasts and audio streams. That shows that people are hungry for the truth, even if it's delivered by little old me. People put up with me, and I appreciate that. Again, God bless you all for joining us here. I understand that Jay-Z is pretty entertaining, that people are obsessing over basketball games right now. I understand that it's spring break. Nice weather in many parts of the country. But we are on a planet hurtling through space. Look out at the stars. You are amongst the stars. You are part of that cosmos. You are out here in the boondocks on the edge of the Milky Way galaxy looking in to the core. Think of that magic and majesty. And then recognize that real life is going on around you everywhere. And in that sense of wonderment and investigation, you'll see the good in the world. And it does outnumber the bad. But then you realize that bad understands how the world works, but seeks to keep the good from ever becoming awake. And people say, man, this is really dark. And we've done nightly news pieces with the documents, the video clips, one of the inventors of the polio vaccine saying, yeah, we know it killed millions of people. It's real funny. We've played those clips. This isn't a joke. This is absolute fact. And the magnitude of it in suffering, if you've ever watched a family member, you know, wheezing and battling for breath in their deathbed, dying of cancer. And you know that depending on the cancers, they're up thousands of percentile. And the government tries to cook the numbers, keep it quiet, kind of like unemployment numbers. It's exponential. The United States leads the world in illness, in cancer, in obesity, in every form of degenerative disease across the board, neurological, joint, bone, everything. Now, our guest has done deep research. Separately, I've gone over many documents. I mean, it's an ocean of them. The problem is that there isn't evidence. There's too much. Be like in a batting cage and they've got 50 machines firing balls at you so fast. I mean, there's no way to even deal with it all. But Dr. Mary's Monkey in a human story with the documents goes over it and is a very important window to understand it. Now, I'm not trying to argue with you, Ed, but yes, I understand that in the documents and things they say it's, and from the research, it's a mistake that the polio vaccine got the SV40 in it, but and then you say it gets darker later, but quantify what you're saying, because I've got the documents where they admit there's programs from cancer viruses to microplasms to chemicals to biologicals to GMO to not just kill us, but damage the human genome. I mean, it's like an alien force was doing this. It's so wicked.
Well, there's a lot of things to address there. One of the things that really got my attention was that the main virus that they were working on with this radiation was SV40. But in that same batch of polio was SIV, which is the ancestor virus to AIDS. And the idea that they were using radiation to shoot inside this test tube that had both SV40 and SIV in it is an extremely dangerous activity, in my opinion, because that ionizing gamma ray radiation has the ability to damage the DNA.
It's meant to accelerate mutation. Tell them why they're shooting radiation in it.
Right. Well, they're in a hurry, and they're trying to accelerate the mutation. I mean, hopefully looking for a benign strain, but they're getting back stronger and stronger strains.
But let's go back to this question, and then I want you to have the floor and really spend the rest of this hour and then go into the next, breaking it down. People can read the book and really find out more. But again, you're saying it is an accident. I'm saying, what about all these other admitted weapons programs where they're deploying it against the population and covering up today what they've done? And you were saying, well, this was an accident, but from your research, what's the overall program?
Well, it's easier for me, frankly, to take the position that it was an accident than to prove the position that it's not an accident. Okay. And so I took what I call the road to hell path. The road to hell was paved with good intentions, and I blame it on hasty public health decisions. But I started getting into, where did this polio epidemic come from in the first place? Okay. So I went to the CDC and I got the data. And it erupts in 1943. I'll send you the graph so we can put it on here.
Now, we're going to do a nightly news thing on this too, yeah.
So in what happens in 1942? They start the clinical use of antibiotics. There is a direct relationship between the introduction of antibiotics and the onset of the polio epidemic, which goes in 43, it jumps from about 2,000 a year to over 10,000 a year and doesn't come back down to that 10,000 level until after the 50s. Okay? So, looking at this from the point of view of the pharmaceuticals, they say, well, we either have to greatly restrict the use of antibiotics, limited to like syphilis and gonorrhea and those kind of things, or we have to find a vaccine to stop this polio because the antibiotics are leading to the polio. And that is a less kind analysis of where this is coming from than the one I just gave you about hasty public health decisions. This means they knew that there was a connection between the two, and they, the reason that they pushed the polio thing with this Cold War hysteria that they did, people in armbands going around collecting money and just the most extreme language possible in the media, was that they were trying to sell us on the idea of a coast-to-coast mandatory forced vaccination. And it was to protect their profits.
Well, I mean, look, I've gone over the documents, how they say drug the water to control the population, you know, reduce population. We've caught the UN adding sterilants to vaccines. There's a long history, the secret experimentation, all of it, that we know was going on against Native Americans and blacks and others, where they were putting people in the 40s and 50s in chambers and radiating them to death. So we know that there was that eugenics-based program. I understand that they made mistakes as well that generated a lot of this, but look at how, until 4 years ago, they said never take a vaccine when you're pregnant. They knew it caused autoimmune responses and miscarriages.
Right.
And if the baby lived, all sorts of, you know, mental retardation, other things. Now they say, if you're a woman, take Exter. So it's like they're fleeing forward. You know, it's like, okay, you caught us drug in the water. We think there should be more drugs in the water. Oh, you know, it's causing miscarriages. The little baby really needs it when it's inside mommy. So, I mean, I see them just like, just really just enjoying what they're doing. I mean, the worst possible stuff they can do. That's why I say that. But continue tying it into just how big it is. I mean, how many people from your research and the documents has this cancer affected?
We got back 15. Well, in the initial release of the polio vaccine between 1955 and 1963, and I'm talking about the ones that were injected, which is worse, and then the sugar cube, all right, there were 200 million people who got that. Is like 198. The problem is, this thing is sexually transmitted.
It's communicable.
Yes. So if you didn't get it, you still may have it. And as Blaylock points out, it's being found in grandchildren of people who got the initial polio.
Well, I saw a report in AFP years ago, 98% or something of all Indians in India have it. And they say it's in the sewage.
Well, I didn't see that report, but that's typical of the kind of stuff you discover once you start looking at it. Because, you know, I found the, as I mentioned earlier, the NCI newsletter had it on the front page. You know, so, I mean, there's no denying this. They will argue with you over who, I mean, what happens. But the more I got into it, I mean, I got a phone book from NIH, actually, the NIH master phone book. And in about 2001, somebody brought it to me, gave it to me. And I was able to look at the names and discover that it was one of Dr. Ochsner's students that was now controlling the funding for NCI. And she had married Al Rabson, who was Sarah Stewart's boss. And now this is the boss of the woman who discovers the cancer-causing virus, all right?
And then she's killed.
Now, well, Sarah Stewart.
No, I understand. But then she was also just doing research and discovering stuff as well, right?
Yeah, but I think that she was running this linear particle accelerator at the U.S. Public Health Service.
Under this program is what I meant.
Right. Because what happens is she is the lead researcher on this cancer-causing virus stuff at NCI in 1960, and she suddenly transfers from NCI to the U.S. Public Health Service. Weird career move when you're already at the top of the heap. Why would you do something like that? To put you in charge of the facility that's got the radioactive equipment in it. And that's why I think that she moved over there.
Why did they kill her?
Mary Sherman?
Yes.
I think they wanted to expose the laboratory. If they wanted to shut her up, they could have shut her up more easily just by shooting her or stabbing her or something. But what happens is she grabs a handle that's loaded with millions of volts of electricity, and she's standing in front of a steel wall, and her arm burns out like a spark plug. Now, usually when you have that much electricity, it goes down to the floor and blows your feet off. Her feet are fine. it goes out this special steel wall that has a cable routed to the ground to protect the operators of the linear particle accelerator from the radiation and stuff, okay? So that's what blows out her arm, but it has not crossed her heart. So her heart is still beating. And she's, you know, like the rib cage is gone. You can see the lungs and everything. And the sun's about to come up, you know, and they terminate her by carefully stabbing her in the heart. It's still pumping at the time, so there's blood all over the place inside of her. And then they put her in a body bag and they take her back to her apartment where they fake this murder scene. And there they take a knife and do one of these jobs on her, but you don't bleed when you're dead. Okay, so we know that those stab wounds, particularly the one to her liver, did not happen at the same time as the other one. So we got two sets of stab wounds.
That's like Dr. David Kelly, the weapons inspector that exposed Blair and Bush lying. There's no blood with his wrist slit, and then the pills are undigested.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, there are things that happen when you're alive, okay? And then they take her back to her apartment, and they try to set her on fire. Okay, well, the fire there doesn't even, nobody even reports seeing a flame. Right? There's just a bunch of smoke, okay? And the curtains next to her bed don't burn. And the paper label in the sherry bottle doesn't burn. I mean, there's not much heat there. And the clothes that they pile on top of her, and they stab her through the clothes because there are V-cuts in there, okay? Those things burn at 500 degrees, and they didn't burn. Okay, so you got a less than 500-degree fire. And that's supposed to explain why her arm is not there. I mean, there's a basic forensic problem with the crime scene.
And then you have a J. Edgar Hoover document here.
Yes, this is very interesting because this is a document from J. Edgar Hoover instructing his agents not to investigate the Mary Sherman murder because of jurisdiction. Now, if I'm right and she was electrocuted on federal property, then the FBI did have jurisdiction. And bringing her back to a private residence moved it from FBI jurisdiction to NOPD jurisdiction. Then the NOPD contacts the FBI and says, oh my gosh, look what we found. We've got a name in her address book that you need to tell the boss about. Right? And this says, you know, her arm and ribs were burned. Next sentence, somebody's name was found in her address book. This person, they didn't even bother to say first name. They only said last name.
Wow, the FBI director's going to know this guy just by his last name.
And it's six letters long. And I'm looking at this and I'm saying, well, I got two witnesses that said they saw Oswald in Mary Sherman's apartment building. Are they telling the head of the FBI at the height of the Warren Commission investigation that the murdered woman had Oswald's name and telephone number in her address book? Okay? So I contact the FBI and I say, you know, I don't think this ought to be a mystery. You know, this is not a theory at this point. There's a name in here and we need to know what it is. FBI says, we're not telling you. Appeal to the Department of Justice. So I do all the forms. I appeal to the Department of Justice. They say, we're not telling you. So they tell us we've got Freedom of Information. They tell us we've got JFK Records Act, this new openness, okay? But they're not willing to tell us this one.
We're almost 50 years later.
That's right.
And we can't even be told this. And, of course, then there's all the background stuff about they're in New Orleans. It's on record. They were doing this weaponized cancer test. You're just skipping ahead because we're going to do a whole, like, hour special report, add all the documents in, and we'll have it ready, you know, in a week or two to air on the nightly news. We're doing all sorts of video shoots and special reports where we can actually go over all the little minutia. People can obviously get the book, Dr. Mary's Monkey, at InfoWars.com and read it. And it's forwarded by Jim Mars. We also carry me and Lee. We'll talk about some when we start the next hour when Jim Mars joins us. But you were saying a few years later after 61, 62, 63, it does start getting darker. And you did dig up, and the public can dig up, where there are weaponized cancer programs, autoimmune programs, viral weapon programs. Imagine how advanced they are now. Get into that when things did start to get a little darker.
Well, I was told way back in the 1960s that Mary Sherman had been connected with David Ferry, who was one of Jim Garrison's main suspects, and they were doing some kind of secret cancer research program. And that was the subject. Mary Ferry and the Monkey Virus, okay, which was self-published and it's kind of an underground thing. But that was the subject of the donut. What I was missing was the witness, the hole in the donut. And then in the year 2000, 60 Minutes contacted me and said that they were researching this woman who kept telling them that she was the technician in the laboratory that I said had to happen. And, I mean, the laboratory had to have a technician with very special training to handle these cancer-causing viruses. And they showed up with this woman, Judith Very Baker, who could prove that she had all that specialized training to handle cancer-causing viruses. And I thought that was very interesting. But then when they were able to show me tax documents and pay stubs to prove that she worked with Lee Oswald at the Riley Coffee Company in New Orleans, they started on the same day. They were there for a week and transferred from a subsidiary over to parent company.
Amazing. Let's tie Dr. Mary's Monkey in with the book that you helped put together, Me and Lee. We'll tell folks about that when we come back in 3 minutes.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Ed Haslam is our guest in studio. He'll be with us 20 minutes to the next hour, crossing over with Jim Mars. A huge shadow government JFK researcher, obviously wrote the foreword to the book. Then I'm going to spend 40 minutes with Jim on other current things that are happening, war, the economy, big pharma coming out saying we're going to drug everything to change your behavior. I mean, they're just being overt now. Don't forget, tonight we're going to air an over an hour long, very powerful Dave Mustaine interview on InfoWars Nightly News. I told you for about 2 weeks we're doing a pit stop, is what I'm calling it. while we put in some new equipment, do some other things, finish some reports before we come back with the nightly news. And then I'm going to go about 6 months more and then officially launch the show in the format it's going to stay on and then be rolled out to television, not just prisonplanet.tv, where we have 15-day free trial, obviously, for those of you that want to be members and finance what we're doing here. But we got a bunch of special reports next week we're going to be airing that are new. Billy Corrigan, who's a listener, the Smashing Pumpkins, he's also one of the most prolific songwriters out there. Amazing guy. I had a chance to hang out with him a lot in the last 2 days. He's been a listener for years. This interview with Billy Corrigan that we're going to air next week is just mind-blowing. Things he talked about. So that's going to come up next week. And we're also, again, going to do a big extended interview. This is just radio here. With Ed Haslam today, Darren McBreen's going to do it with all the documents and things to really give you a briefing. And then we'll take a few weeks on that to really get it nice. And then that'll be on the nightly news. I'll do a news and then now here's a special report. So that's what we plan to do there. We got about 5 minutes left in this segment, 5 minutes. And then after that, I'm going to get, Jim for you guys to cross over. But tying the two books together and all the bioweapons experts and people, that pop up in these reports.
Well, in 2000, I mentioned that 60 Minutes brought me this witness, and I was very interested to meet her and find out what her story really was. And she was, I really had to sit down with her for hours to sort out her story and get her timeline straight in my head. And I finally realized that she could prove that when she was in high school, in a dirt floor laboratory with no budget, that she was giving cancer to mice faster than they were able to do it at the National Cancer Institute. And the American Cancer Society held a press conference on their annual press briefing down in St. Petersburg, Florida, which is right up the road from where this gal lived in Bradenton. And she, lots of moxie, she crashes the American Cancer Society press briefing so that she can tell them about her discoveries. Okay. And while they're about to throw her out, the head of research comes over and says, young lady, why are you here? And she says, I got this information, And so they let her stay. And when they realize what she is saying, that she is outperforming NCI on this, they say, we want to go to your laboratory and check it out. And the guy picks up the telephone and calls his buddy, Alt Noschner, who was president of the American Cancer Society some years before, and says, Alton, get down here. I want you to meet this woman. So Alton comes down with this other guy. They're all kind of older guys at this point in baggy gray suits, right? But the three men and Judy get in the car and go to her high school to check this out, okay? And the first thing they do is say, this is the most dangerous thing we have ever seen. We're shutting your lab down. And secondly, you're coming with us up to Buffalo, New York, so we can train you how to handle cancer-causing viruses properly, all right? And I said, Judy, who's the third guy? I mean, we got Dr. Deal and Oshner. Who's the third guy? And she said, his name was Yuri, and he was from the University of Chicago. And he knew a lot about radiation, and that's all I know about him. So I look up Yuri, University of Chicago radiation, and we got Harold Urey, who was the head of the war sciences program at Columbia during World War II. He starts what becomes the Manhattan Project with Szilard and Fermi, and they all move out to the University of Chicago after the war. So the question is not connecting Urey to Judy. It's why was Alton Oshner?
Exactly. Stay there. I got to go to break.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. I'm looking for people that have the wisdom to spot savings, opportunity, and recognize risk. Saving means to make money. The Calbin Pure Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated and twice as good as what you're using now. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils that contain no useless dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Your risk is the hundreds of hazardous toxic detergents that give you rashes, itching sores, and deteriorating clothing called lint.
If you want something better, if you want something you've never had before, you have to do something you've never done before. Getting a free catalog is easy by calling 800-340-7091 or see Calvin on the web at 5starsoap.com. Take charge of your health now by calling 800-340-7091 or see Calvin on the web at 5starsoap.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ed Haslam's with us for another 20 minutes. Jim Marsh will be joining us riding shotgun in the next segment. Thank you for joining us. It is the 15th day of March, 2012. We have former Congressman Bob Barr also popping in at the start of the next hour. You're tying the two books that, by the way, are available in the online video bookstore at Infowars.com, Dr. Mary's Monkey, and also Me and Lee. You were tying these two together. Tell us about the book, Me and Lee, because you were just tying that together. Folks just joined us.
Well, Judy, who wrote this book, wants to be the person that finds the cure for cancer. That's her goal in life. And so she throws herself head and foot into it when she's in high school. And she starts getting help from the military. She's got the documents to prove it. She starts getting...
Well, that was big in the 50s and 60s. My dad was involved in that in high school. And was sent down to MD Anderson and stuff, but it was across the board. Yeah.
Right. And it was the WizKid program.
Yeah. That was it. Yeah.
And so she was part of all that and she was getting a lot of support and she was, really making progress. So when she goes to this American Cancer Society meeting and they bring in Harold Urey to look at her laboratory, he is with Alt Noshner. This is March of 1961. Okay, that's right when this linear particle accelerator is going on in New Orleans.
How did she have the proof to get, the head of the weapons program down there?
She had all of her notes. I mean, she was trained by the woman that was in charge of the local chapter of the American Cancer Society how to do stuff in the laboratory. And she had this Colonel Philip Doyle looking over her shoulder as part of a project.
So they're trying to find the young, bright minds, and they see her dad, and I'm like, whoa.
That's right. She can prove that she's giving cancer to mice in 7 days. What she's doing is roasting them with radiation to lower their immune systems. Then she's putting them in
TSA,
in chambers, smoke chambers, where she's pumping cigarette smoke in there. So she's overexposing them to cigarette smoke at the same time she's lowering their immune system. And she's getting back cancer tumors in 7 days. And nobody up at NCI is able to do it that fast. So they realize that they have an asset who's too young to even be caught, because nobody would believe she could do all this stuff. And they bring her up that summer. They don't waste any time. They bring her up that summer up to the Roswell Park Cancer Institute up in Buffalo, New York. And they have her work in Dr. Moore's lab. He's in charge of the entire thing. And they train her specially to handle cancer-causing viruses. Okay? Because they have questions they want to ask that they don't want to tell the public they're asking. Like, will radiation from X-ray machines trigger cancer in the people with the cancer-causing virus in it from the polio vaccine? I mean, that's a huge question because that threatens the whole use of radiation and X-ray in American medicine. And they have her doing those research.
Oh, a binary weapon. You've got the cancer. Now you get the radiation and activates it.
That's right. And they want to know if that works without asking it in public. And Judy's got enough evidence to show that she was doing that research with human melanoma cells and radiation, and those documents are in this Me and Lee book. So the first 5 chapters of this is all about Judy's cancer background. She doesn't get into the Lee Oswald subject until 1963 when she gets a phone call from Dr. Oshner that says, Judy, how would you like to skip the last 2 years of college and start medical school in the fall? We'll pay your tuition, your room and board, give you a stipend, and you don't have to finish college.
My dad didn't have to finish UT.
We just have one little project we need you to do this summer, and you'll be working with that world-famous physician, Dr. Mary Sherman. And that's what the offer is. So she accepts the offer from Ochsner and goes to New Orleans, and she is intercepted. She's there early. She calls Ochsner, and he's out of town. She calls Mary Sherman. She's out of town. They send somebody in to intercept her, to hang on to her, to make sure she's safe. They send in an ex-Marine by the name of Lee Harvey Oswald, who does that. And
stay there. I got to hear about this. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You've heard Alex explain how the Silver Lungs generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced colloidal silver solutions, yet many are unaware of the entire function of the Silver Lungs system and how it has been designed to deliver your silver solutions anywhere in or on the body. My name is Mario Cifaldi, and I'm the developer of the Silver Lungs generator. Not only does the Silver Lung system produce endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions, it also comes equipped with the proper applicators and devices needed to deliver your silver solutions directly to key target areas. This includes the eyes, ears, nose, lungs, topically to the skin, and orally for the digestive system. Be sure to watch our new 7-minute video tour of the Silver Lung system at www.silverlungs.com. to learn more about how the Silver Lung system works. As well, we are always ready to answer any questions you may have. That's www.silverlungs.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Back now into hour number two. We have the researcher and amazing investigative journalist who's written two books that, from my own separate research, completely check out with the facts. And it's Edward T. Haslam, Dr. Mary's Monkey, How the Unsolved Murder of a Doctor, a Secret Laboratory in New Orleans, and Cancer-Causing Monkey Viruses Are Linked to Lee Harvey Oswald, the JFK assassination, and emerging global epidemics. And then he also has that book forwarded by the JFK grand poobah expert, Jim Mars, former crime reporter with the Fort Worth Star-Telegram, first person to teach a college course on JFK. Then you have Me and Lee, How I Came to Know, Love, and Lose Lee Harvey Oswald. And that's Judith Very Baker with an afterword by Jim Marge. Now, Jim Marge will be with us for the full hour, but I wanted to have some crossover here, and I'm kind of springing this on him here. We're going to get into the world banking situation, the globalism out in the open, the TSA, all those other issues with Jim. But in this little short segment, 12-minute segment we've got now, I wanted to have him specifically bring up points that there's so much that are in these books. And so these two can, basically have a discussion here about it. Jim, why are these books, Dr. Mary's Monkey and Me and Lee, so important?
Oh, well, that's an easy one, Alex. Number one, once you understand about the adulteration of the polio vaccine back in the 50s, then you'll begin to understand why there's been such an upsurge in the cancer rate. So this is a story that affects millions of people. I mean, this actually impacts the public, all right? Not some celebrity news that who cares except the people involved. And the second thing is it also rips open the incredible tangled and darkly woven tapestry behind the Kennedy assassination and shows you the interconnections between CIA and FBI intelligence agencies, the military, secret laboratory, secret biochemical warfare testing, the war against Castro, and what role Lee Harvey Oswald played in all this. He was not just some lone schnook off the street. And if you'll read Ed's two books, Dr. Mary's Monkey and Me and Lee, you will find out not only what Lee Harvey Oswald was actually up to when he was in New Orleans in the summer of 1963, but how he connects into this matrix of powerful and violent groups that were behind the Kennedy assassination.
Bottom line, who was Lee Harvey Oswald?
He was a low-level intelligence agent, probably picked up when he went in the Marines. Actually, I remember his mother, I remember his mother, Marguerite, telling me that one day when he was in junior high school, he came home with a military officer. And this military officer told him, hey, Lee's a sharp kid, and he's a self-motivator, a self-starter, thinks for himself. He said, just the kind of guy we need. So I think they had him tagged all the way back to junior high school, and they groomed him. He went in the Marines, and there are gaps in his military records where he probably underwent intelligence training, probably started off with the Office of Naval Intelligence, considering that the Marines are part of the Navy. And then it was probably passed along to the CIA, and then there's a lot of evidence to show that by the time of the assassination, he probably was working for military intelligence and CIA. They all had their hooks in him, and including accepting money as an FBI informant. So he was not just some guy off the street, but I think the evidence, if it was all presented to the public, would clearly show he probably did not shoot President.
Sure. I mean, it's elementary that he's at a super secret U-2 spy base in Japan. He goes over to Russia, marries a wife, supposedly gets in bed with the KGB, and then they just let him right back into the United States. And then he lives with a family of white Russians. For those that don't know what that means, it's not a drink with vodka in it. That was anti-communist forces that got kicked out, during that big war with the Bolsheviks. I mean, it's ridiculous. Ed, your take on Lee Harvey Oswald.
Well, in New Orleans, he is part of this underground medical laboratory. He plays a operational support role. He is Judy's babysitter. She is the asset they need to perfect the weapon. And he is in the middle of it. Now, Judy and Lee both get cover jobs at the Riley Coffee Company on May 10th. And they start in a subsidiary run by an ex-FBI agent by the name of William Moynihan. And then 1 week later, they both transfer over to the Riley Coffee Company. And the reason for this is that allows Moynihan to control their background checks. So they don't find the word cancer in Judy's background, and they don't find the word Russia in Lee's background. Because what's going on at the Riley Coffee Company, most of the employees don't know. And what it is Judy and Lee are sneaking out of the Riley Coffee Company and going over to David Ferry's apartment and doing the work with the cancer tumors and the mice. And so there's this loop of laboratories. One laboratory is, you know, using the radiation. Another laboratory is growing the cancer tumors in the mice. And then they bring the mice over to Ferry's where Judy and Lee kill them and chop them up and make a puree out of the tumors. Judy brings it over to Mary Sherman's apartment. She reviews the work, and they send it back for more radiation. This is the loop. And what they're doing, first they kill the mice, then they start using it on monkeys. And they kill the monkeys. And first they use South American monkeys, and then they use African monkeys, which are more expensive, okay? And then after they kill all these things with cancer, they need to test it on a human. So a human, where do you get a human you can kill and nobody's going to miss? Okay, from Angola Penitentiary. And they take that human over to the Jackson, the East Louisiana State Hospital, which is the Jackson Mental Hospital, and inject him with the weapon to see if he kills him. Okay. Now, part of this is his story of Lee being seen in Clinton, Louisiana. Well, Clinton's right down the road from Jackson. Okay. And what they're trying to do is they're waiting for the prisoner to come over, and they're going to go up there and rendezvous so that when they arrive at the front gate, there's this nice van with a state seal on it with the prisoner in it, and there's a black Cadillac behind it being driven by Clay Shaw. All right, so they're going to use that to sneak the weapon and Ferry and Oswald into the hospital.
By the way, it's come out that prisons is one of the favorite places to do these tests on people, and just out at the Huntsville prison in East Texas, it's famous. It's come out. They give people stuff so bad they kill them all the time, and it even kills the guards and makes them sick. And it even pops up in the paper. Mystery illnesses, mystery deaths. I mean, it's just hidden in plain view.
Yeah, that's correct.
But they forgot to read the newspaper. They forgot to read that Martin Luther King was giving his I Have a Dream speech on August 28th. So when they arrive in this town in Clinton to wait for the van, they're expecting it to be empty because it's a hot August afternoon. And what's really going on is because of the Martin Luther King speech the day before, the Congress on Racial Equality has scheduled a black voter registration drive in this essentially Klan-controlled town. So what you've got is you've got the marshal standing in the middle with the whites on one side of the square, the blacks on the other side of the square, and into the scene drives this black Cadillac. So the marshal says, you know, who is this? Outside agitators, press, government, what? And so the marshal, John Manchester, goes over and to the guy driving the car and says, may I see your ID? And the guy pulls out his driver's license and says, I'm Clay Shaw of the International Trademark. And then Oswald gets out of the back seat and goes over and gets in line with the blacks and tries to register to vote.
And that's why we have the record of this.
Yes, but the record was given to the House Select Committee on Assassinations back in the 70s. They took it in executive session, stamped it secret, and did not tell us that they knew that Oswald was connected to Clay Shaw, which was the essence of Jim Garrison's case.
Right.
Okay? They marked it secret, and it did not come out until after Oliver Stone's movie.
Incredible. Well, you're going to have to go through all of this in a special report we're going to shoot. I'm going to continue with the radio show here, but with Jim, but just amazing work. People can read it in both books, Me and Lee and Dr. Mary's Monkey, available at InfoWars.com. Jim, we're about to go to break, but a few more minutes on the issues here that we've been covering.
Yeah, well, of course, I've been digging into the whole story for years. When I met Ed and when I was reading his books, when I met and interviewed Judith Berry Baker, and heard all this whole story. Number one, it all fit. It just fits so perfectly as to everything else we knew. But then I went back and started backtracking. And for example, Ed says that Oswald's work at Riley Coffee Company was just a charade, and that it actually he was leaving and going over to the lab. So I went back and looked in the Warren Commission volumes, and I found a affidavit from his immediate supervisor there at Riley, and he said, I never could find Lee. He just never was around. And when I'd finally catch up with him and say, where have you been? He'd say, oh, I've just been around, you know. And then Judith Baker said that one of her jobs was to clock Oswald out each day, all right, on the time clock. And so I went back and checked the time clock records, and sure enough, he was supposed to be at work at 8 and he got off at 5. Well, you know, like any normal person, he'd clock in at 7:59, 8:01, 7:58, you know, right about 8. But then when he clocked out, it was 5 o'clock, bing, 5 o'clock, bing, 5 o'clock, bing. It's like nobody checks out on the minute every day.
They've been falsified all at once.
Exactly. Well, no, that was Judith Baker going up and every day at 5 o'clock, bing, she'd check him out. It's, and so I have satisfied myself that the essence of her story is seems to be very true.
No, oh, she's got all the documentation. Incredible. Ed, thank you so much. We'll be back with Jim Marsh. Stay with us.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. E-Foods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN radio special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN radio special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FLOJAK.com. Be sure to spell FLOJAK.com or call 855-4-FLOJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end. My own.
You know what? I think I'm going to bring a wild card out here with investigative journalist Jim Mars in this short segment. And we'll get into the world economy, the wars, all of it with him in the next. But Jim, I talked about this yesterday. It's getting a lot of news coverage that they're trying to spin it. But this former Goldman Sachs high-level managing director, in fact, guys, will you re-pull me those articles from yesterday? And there's new ones today. Thank you. Comes out and says, yeah, no, they call everyone scum, and we're here to rip everyone off. And it's a culture where they don't want to make their clients money. They want to rip them off, which people go, that's not a very good business model. Well, no, it's the biggest because they've got super high-frequency computers that only they're allowed to use. So the whole market, the whole stock market now is a complete joke.
Yeah. For years, people, I guess because I write books, they think I know something. And people say, you know, what stock should I invest in? And Alex, for years, I've told them, go to Las Vegas. The odds are better there.
Well, no, but that's it. But, I mean, we had the Timberwolf emails that were a division of Goldman Sachs, where they literally are like, I'm going to sell these morons, scum, total crud, and bet against it. I mean, it is just a insane level of corruption. And,
yeah. And you realize Goldman Sachs was at the bottom, so to speak, of the Gulf oil explosion and the contamination of the whole Gulf. And they now have some of the internal memos, and one of the Goldman Sachs execs was saying, yeah, bye-bye, fishies. You know, they don't care. They don't care.
They're crazy people. They're like, I don't care if reactors we own are blowing up. Who cares if my kids breathe it? Blah! I mean, it's just they're nuts.
They really are. This even, to me, goes beyond greed. I mean, greed's one thing, but hey, Alex, you're from Texas, and you know a little bit about Texas history. Texas was built by entrepreneurs and corporate guys, basically. They call them trust then. Railroad, cattle, oil. Okay. And these guys made millions and they were tough and they, you know, they would screw you over in a heartbeat. But they also knew, like their fathers and grandfathers who were farmers, they knew you have to let the field lie fallow one season so that they give you a bumper crop the next. They knew. And that's why so many of the wealthy oil guys in Texas would turn around and put money into the arts, into the symphony, into the operas, into the culture of the town, because they knew that when they built up the and helped prosper the golden goose, they'd get more golden eggs. But you don't see that today. It goes beyond greed. They are just, it's like, hey, nothing's going to last. Let's get our last penny out of everything.
Exactly. I mean, you have really, I think, hit a deep truth here, driven the nail right through the board that, I mean, other elites are boss hoggish and corrupt, but they still like seeing people doing well. They like building big palaces. They understand a rising tide raises the ships. And when they get in control, a lot of times strong men in history have actually made things better, kind of the philosopher king in a way, because they want to see things prosper, kind of like Gaddafi, not saying he's a good guy, but compared to the globalists, he was good. The globalists really do want to wreck everything. They're psychos. I was, I'm not going to get into it. I was at an elite party last night I got taken to, and there were like some of the biggest people in the IT world there. And they were acting like little kids hopping around like crazy people for 3 hours in front of me. And it was funny in a way. And I was about to shoot a YouTube video and somebody goes, don't do that. But I mean, I'm going, this is who's running things?
Really? But you know what? I think if you look around, I think I'm losing count. But right now there's like over 250 resignations of bank, money managers, some of these top guys. It's like the rats are deserting the ship. Do you get that impression?
Yes, and in fact, that's been pointed out that hundreds are leaving. Why do you think that's happening? They don't want to get the blame for what's coming.
Exactly. They don't want to have to be put in the stocks or put a noose around their neck. So they're getting out. They see the whole thing crumbling. In fact, it's all just kind of the whole world economy right now, as far as I can tell, is kind of held together with, you know, spit and glue.
All I know is when you're watching, you know, billionaires juggling glasses and apples and running around crazy at parties with the energy of 5-year-olds, and then you talk to these people And I'm not, and you're like, they must not be running things, or I guess they're blowing off steam. I mean, I more and more I understand the, it's like the elite are in control, and there are some of them that are actually trying to run things, but more and more of the elite are just like running around like crazy people. Do you see what I'm saying, Jim?
Absolutely. In fact, it reminds me of my study of the last days of Hitler's Third Reich, down in the bunkers in Berlin and all like that. They weren't sitting around moping. They were getting drunk and partying and, you know.
Exactly.
You know,
stay there. Stay, that's exactly what's going on. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. E-Foods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing Diamond Gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue Diamond Gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gussets got it, others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond Gusset Jeans, made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection, so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it, others don't.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, we are here live, back Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. And we have InfoWars Nightly News. We're airing some of the old special reports this week and next, but tonight we're going to premiere an hour-plus exclusive interview we did last week with Dave Mustaine. Of course, one of the founding members of Metallica, and then, of course, Megadeth, who talks about politics, you know, his view on the world, and some issues he said he's never talked about before. So that's coming up. Also, Billy Corrigan, who I've always really liked his music, and, of course, he's also a very accomplished songwriter. I remember about 5 years ago, and we're going back to Jim Mars here, I was listening to his music, that record called Zeitgeist. And I'm like, man, he's awake to the New World Order. This is incredible. And then I'm sitting there talking to him, and he said, oh, yeah, I was, you know, just really waking up right before that time listening to your show and talking to him a few nights ago at dinner. And then last night when he came into an interview here in studio with his girlfriend, who I didn't even realize is like some giant pop star in her own right. That shows how ignorant I am, but she's a really, really nice lady. And it's not like me name dropping. Hey, Billy Corrigan, founder of Smashing Pumpkins, hanging out at the office. Hey, Dave Mustaine. Hey, I just got a call from this big movie star yesterday. 95% or more of the big stars and people that contact me never want to go on air. In fact, Billy, when we went out to dinner a few nights ago, and then we went and walked around the Capitol and stuff, and I did Twitter a photo of it. He's a really interesting fellow, really smart. He wasn't even sure he wanted to do an interview. He just wanted to meet and talk to me. I mean, I talked to him over the phone and stuff before that. And the reason I tell you this story is it resonates with the fact that there is a giant awakening happening. And Billy said the same thing. He said, just 5 years ago, I heard no one talk about the New World Order or the Federal Reserve or, you know, poison in the water or global government. And he said, now all around me at restaurants and all over, I hear it, you know, hear it in elevators. That's what I'm saying. See, those of you out there who aren't a radio host or TV host, you're feeling like you're alone. I want to tell you something. You're not alone. That's why I say it's important to wear an Infowars.com t-shirt or a Ron Paul shirt, something that, or in the Fed shirt, something that, you know, wear your colors. So people can identify. You know, that's why bird species will have a red dot on them. That's so birds of the same species can see that and tell, oh, that's a male, that's a female. You know, that's why militaries wear uniforms, why the police wear uniforms. We need to, you know, go out there and get those radar pings, because I'm not here giving you a pep rally, because I'm giving you what I believe is veritas. I see through a rose-colored darkly, a scanner darkly like everybody else, but I think my darkly is a little bit thinner than some. And that's my goal in life, is to make that darkly thinner and thinner and get as close to real reality as I can get. I am in love with reality. I am in love with creation. And I'm in love with doing the right thing, because it feels good in my soul. When I risk my life and my name to fight tyranny, it is fulfilling. I even know that if I get arrested and set up and my name destroyed and horrible things said about me, that is going to be fulfilling. I don't look forward to being tortured if that happens, but that is the fulfillment of the powerful resistance to evil. That is the pay dirt. That is the, and I'm telling you, I'm delivering the goods. So are you. So is Jim Mars. When you talk to somebody, even if they don't look like they woke up then, it may take 20 times before they wake up. It may take like a seed you plant one year, that a bulb. I had some bulbs I planted like 2 years ago. And they didn't sprout. And then I was going back by the old house I lived at, and I saw that they had sprouted. Got moved. I'm like, wow, that's those bulbs that didn't sprout. But 2 years later, they did. Is this finally some rain? I guess that's the side issue. I need to go back to Jim. I'm like a person at a buffet. I get all these guest stars. I want to talk to them and think they're neat. And then I've got all these points I want to make. Maybe I turn into a five-hour show. I guess I've kind of done that with the nightly news. But the point is it is always darkest before the dawn. But I'm here to give you the good news. There is a giant awakening. The bad news is the evil knows that and is, just like Jim just said, it's going more crazy now. The system in the face of this is just going wild. And like he said, in the Nazi bunkers, not just at there in Berlin, but at others, there was sex, partying, delusions that they were going to win, imaginary armies. And it's like Nero or Rome. I mean, I'm seeing craziness. Just a few years ago, the elite were more scared. Now I think they realize they don't control stuff like they thought. So now they're just going into crazy land. Jim Mars, you've got the floor on that subject. Guys, we need to fade him up. I'm sorry. Go ahead and start over, Jim.
Oh, am I on?
Yeah, you're on. Go ahead.
I tell you what, the one that's blown me away is Defense Secretary Leon Panetta goes to Afghanistan, and they disarm the Marines around him. They made them stack their arms, and they wouldn't let him get anywhere near him with weapons. And I was in the military, and the thing they drum into your head incessantly is you don't do anything. You don't go to the bathroom without your weapon handy, okay? You just don't do it. And they disarmed the Marines around Panetta. Who is he scared of, okay? I mean, what more do you need? That they disarm our own troops around the defense secretary because they know the troops are beginning to figure out that 2 and 2 is not 5.
You know, I think you're right. I started the show with this today. The magnitude that the Associated Press, London Telegraph are all reporting and admitting that and the Pentagon admits the troops cannot be trusted. Well, that's why they say the troops are the number one enemy, because they know these are killing machines that are going to wake up to the fact that the evil empire took over America and the fact that they're scared of the troops. And by the way, police, they hate you too. Anybody who's been taught to use force and anybody who knows the secret that the veneer of civilization is very thin and that you don't, you're not afraid to use violence. These little criminals hate you, as Henry Kissinger said, and want to kill you. And that's why they inject you with soft kill cancer viruses when you're in the military. Now, there are ways to try to counteract that, but we've got it on record. Everyone that joins the military, unless they're part of an elite family, is given soft kill binary weapon systems so that by the time you hit 40 or 50, you start degenerating. It's a self-destruct mechanism. You're a robot that's meant to shut down because they know you're going to become self-aware. Most humans I found are unconscious and are basically biological androids. When you become illuminated, and again, the Illuminati creates counterfeits of everything real. When you become awake, that's self-aware. Not all humans are really self-aware. They're trying to keep you from becoming self-aware with this whole control system. And with the military, they know you're becoming self-aware, so they're building kill switches in. What do you think about that, Jim?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, you know, this is corporate mentality taken to the nth degree. You create this killing machine and then you program it to self-destruct. And that way you don't have to pay a lot of medical expenses and VA treatments and, you know, retirement, you know, get rid of them. It's, and all you have to do is, and you have, Alex, and the people who have followed you for some time, all you have to do is look at their own publications, look at the statements from people like Maxwell Taylor or Prince Philip, or look at some of the publications from the Council on Foreign Relations. I mean, they make no bones about it. They want to reduce the world's population by at least a third, maybe two-thirds. And wait a minute, how are you going to do that? You got to kill people, and that's what they're into.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a fan of Saddam Hussein, CIA on record, put into power. That whole history's there but not publicized. And he could go out and stand in front of 10,000 people with grenade launchers and AK-47s firing in the air. But the defense secretary says, disarm the Marines when my helicopter lands.
Exactly. Now, here's another disconnect. Wait a minute. Excuse me. My allergies are going nuts.
Oak, man, it's hitting me hard as well.
Yep. Okay, here's another disconnect. Now, think about this. We're in Afghanistan to begin with because we went in there to get Osama bin Laden. Well, oops, wait a minute. We didn't get him. If we did get him, according to the official story, we got him here, you know, last year. We've already got him, and if you really study it, you'll find he's probably been dead since December of 2001. But anyway, so the cause celebre for going to Afghanistan is no longer there. So what's the rationale for us keeping troops in Afghanistan, a country that's never been conquered by anybody, including the British Empire and the Russian Empire? All right. Well, it's because we say, well, we can't pull our troops out until the Afghan army and the police forces are able to maintain control in that country, which sounds good on paper. But wait a minute, folks, hadn't you been reading the papers? It's some of those army guys and some of those police guys have been shooting at us. They want us out of their country, and I don't blame them. I'd want Red China out of Texas, okay? And yet we don't seem to catch this. Oh, well, we got to stay there so we can train their people. What, train them so they can kill us and shoot at us? The whole thing's nuts.
Well, you know, then, see, people are like, we're losing in Afghanistan. We're not, because we're not there. The global bankers have got our military there to get the $500 billion a year conservatively in opium. That, again, they get exposed growing it. So they go, well, the troops are getting upset about growing the opium. We'll have them form up in front of Geraldo Rivera. We'll have them admit it on TV. And the psych warfare chiefs are like, what's the point of that? Don't you get it? Hide it in plain view. It loses its power.
That's right. And that's why, by the way, that's why the famous football star, Pat Tillman, you know, he told all his buddies, man, when I get out, I'm going to go home and tell everybody we're just over here guarding the poppy fields. And, oops, well, he shot in the head coming back from some routine mission by some snipers who just happened to have just joined his outfit. Come on, folks, wake up, smell the coffee.
Yeah, he was a big PR bonanza for him, but...
Going in, but they didn't want him coming out.
But in his murder, at first they launched, he charged single-handedly an Al-Qaeda nest. Bin Laden might have even been there. Literally, he was incredible, the fire he took and how many Al-Qaedas he took out. Turned out there was no one around. They killed him. He hid behind a rock, saying after they'd already shot him a few times, and they came up and they killed him.
Right.
And then the Army, the good news is the Army coroner, the colonel, would not lie and said, this is homicide.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, a couple of taps to the head. I don't think those Taliban are that good of shots. Besides that, according to the reports I saw, he was heading back and he was waving his arms. And he said, hey, it's me, it's Pat Tillman, you know me. Bam, bam, they shoot him. Come on, folks. Get with it. Of course, you know, then all they got to do is throw some money and have a TV special or some specially made movie and turn the whole thing around and put the, you know, cover it all
Look
up.
At how they killed five members of Private Lynch's unit. The survivors were like, she hid. She didn't fight anybody. They're like, oh, you're all dead.
Right. Well, same deal. Hey, you know, a bunch of those guys that supposedly went in and got Osama bin Laden, well, they got killed in a helicopter crash.
Yeah, they just crammed 23 of them onto an old rickety helicopter. They're like, but on the news, they were going to a rescue mission to rescue people in the Army. And then later it was like, well, that wasn't true.
Right.
And then I've talked.
I mean, I don't know why anybody believes anything anymore. I mean, my motto has become, I don't believe anything's true until the government denies it.
Exactly. Hey, let's bring this up. Because it's so big, I want to go back to it. Soldiers asked to disarm during Leon Panetta's speech in Afghanistan, and they said for the safety of the Secretary of Defense. This is a guy who announced last week that, yes, the military is under UN command and the Congress has no authority over that.
Exactly. I'm sure his hidden thought was, oh, my God, what if they arrest me for treason? Because that's treasonous, folks. Okay? The Constitution says only Congress has the power to declare war. Now, they've abdicated that time after time, going all the way back to the phony Gulf of Tonkin incident, which didn't even happen. And then, but Lyndon Johnson says, our boys are floating in the water, and I run out of the power to respond. So they passed the Gulf of Tonkin resolution in Congress, which gave him the power to wage war in Vietnam, okay? And it was all based on a lie and a total phony thing. And that's not some conspiracy theory. That was an article in U.S. News and World Report 10 or 15 years ago, the phony battle that led to war, okay? It's just fact. And but at least Congress acted, even though irresponsibly. But now, Panetta, before Congress, says, no, we only send the military in when foreign organizations approve that, like the UN or NATO. Okay? A direct violation of the Constitution of the United States. And I know when I went in the Army, I took an oath to defend not the President, not the Secretary of the Defense, but the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign or domestic. And I'm here to tell you, Leon Panetta and about three-quarters of Congress are domestic enemies.
They are. I mean, by the very textbook, it's not just like Caesar taking over and saying, I'm the king. That's bad enough. At least he was Roman. They're saying, no, we work for foreign powers. And the Senate's like, well, that violates Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11. They're like, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And by the way, we don't trust the troops around us with guns now.
Yeah, take those guns away from those Marines. You know, they might actually take their oath to the Constitution seriously.
Well, that shows their NSA chatter that the military, and that's what I get. I got to say, the troops I talk to, especially if they're actually combat troops, I mean, I run into some of these pencil pushers.
Rear echelon guys.
Yeah, who literally don't know how to lace up their own boots. But when you run into real soldiers, I got to say, they're almost all of them are awake. I don't really run into any of them that are idiots. I mean, compared to the public, the military is completely awake. I guess they live in the real world.
Well, I wonder if that's why that the most campaign contributions from the rank and file of the Army, Navy, and Air Force have gone to Ron Paul.
Boy,
the one guy who's talking truth and who says we don't need to be fighting in those other countries.
Well, I tell you, Ron Paul has come out, but now it's not getting media attention. He has been defrauded. He did win in the early states, and they just blacked it out.
Well, that's it. So no, they're disarming our soldiers and then shooting them up with deadly vaccines and all kinds of test experimental drugs. And then they're taking our boat away from us. And yet everybody's just going along, you know. Hey, everyone that's listening to this program, take it upon yourself to go out and try to wake up one other person. Just one other person, okay? Just say, hey, ask them, hey, if we're supposed to be so afraid of terrorists, how come they won't secure the border? And ask them, hey, what about that third tower that went down in New York on 9/11? You know, do you know about that? We'll look into it. You know, try to get them waked up. There's more of us than there are of them. And if we just say no, it all come to a screeching halt. But
are
no,
you seeing the big awakening I'm seeing, Jim?
Oh, absolutely. I see it all over the place. The problem is everybody thinks they're alone. They don't, and because you don't see it on the mass corporate media.
It's like Ceausescu in Romania. But finally, once people stood up, it's like, wow, you don't like the government either?
Really. it's all there. And they've just got us cowed and they've got us bamboozled. Think about the last few months.
Stay there. We're coming right back, Jim.
Okay.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. E-Foods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now the most affordable best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Pack save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Attention, information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with wise foods
foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterfilters.com.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still.
Everybody laughs at him.
But nobody wants to know him. They can see that
he's the guy telling them about the big banks and the New World Order.
And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down. And the eyes in his head
see the world spinning round. Jim Martin's with us 5 minutes the next hour. Then we've got former Congressman Bob Barr on about the TSA, the police state, and more. I forget the point you were getting to, and we went to break and you got cut off, but I got to raise this. This Coney 2012 thing with George Bush in it and all these globalists, it's just a convenient boogeyman to invade Africa. That's now admitted. The resolution's entered. But the makers of the film went there to propagandize, and the population chased them, trying to stone them, saying, don't try to invade our country. We know what you're doing. No one's seen Joseph Kony in 6 years. I mean, the Africans, they're not living in fantasy land. They know that when the UN says they want to invade to help folks, they know that means get ready to die.
Yep.
What do you make of that, Jim?
I think that's exactly right. You know, the thing is, traditionally, Republican, Democrat, doesn't matter. Traditionally, every time the economy gets in a bind, it's war that gets us out of it, okay? So they're trying to stir up anything they can. They've had a hard time trying to get us to go against Iran because there's the big risk of getting China and Russia involved. Plus, Iran isn't going to be some pushover like Iraq was. And so they're having a problem with that. So now it's, well, let's go to some African nation. You know, we go to Mbuli Wali Gamba, and nobody's going to know or care. And so, yes, that's exactly, this is their old modus operandi, okay? So it's nothing new. It's exactly what they try. And, of course, once you get a war started, then you have to rally around the chief, and you have to, you know, support the troops, and you have to, you know, the same old bromides. And look at the, speaking of the chief, look at the past few months, man. Oh man, is it Suntory? Is it Sarah Palin? Is it, Romney? God, they're all fighting and they say this and they counter with that. And by the way, don't even mention Ron Paul. I mean, he's just a nut and he can't win. So, for goodness sakes, don't look at him. Let's don't include him in the debate, because he offers a real alternative. But through all of that, where was our attention on Barack Hussein Obama? It wasn't there. He's just skating, isn't he? He's got a free ride, doesn't he?
He does, man, and he is power grabbing.
And he's been doing, you know, he's run up the biggest deficit in U.S. history. He's reneged on every single one of his campaign promises. He's created all these czars that have no real experience in government or business, and yet they're now trying to redefine our whole society. I mean, never mind the whole constitutional issues that are involved with the White House right now. It's incredible, and yet he's getting a free ride because the mass media keeps us distracted with just almost anything and everything else.
What do you think the flashpoint is? Do things just continue to rot, or do you see some upheaval coming?
Well, I see some upheaval, but unfortunately, I don't see it stemming from an irate population. I see it coming because of external forces, more earthquakes, more tsunamis, more volcanoes, more tornadoes, geophysical changes. And then, of course, that would precipitate economic collapse, too.
What do you think's driving that? I mean, obviously, if we pay Al Gore money, that's not going to fix it. Why do you think there are statistically more earthquakes and things happening? There was a tsunami, as you know, yesterday at Japan.
Right. Well, I don't know, but I'll tell you what. They've been predicting that a massive body is coming into our solar system.
Stay there.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. I'm looking for people that have the wisdom to spot savings, opportunity, and recognize risk. Saving means to make money. The Calbin Pure Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated and twice as good as what you're using now. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils that contain no useless dyes, perfumes, deodorants, or antibacterials. Your risk is the hundreds of hazardous toxic detergents that give you rashes, itching sores, and deteriorating clothing called lint. If you want something better, if you want something you've never had before, you have to do something you've never done before. Getting a free catalog is easy by calling 800-340-7091 or see Calbin on the web at 5starsoap.com. Take charge of your health now by calling 800-340-7091 or see Calbin on the web at 5starsoap.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Former Congressman Bob Barr is going to join us after the break on a host of issues, including the TSA, the ignoring of the War Powers Act, everything. I should add, best-selling author Jim Marrs is with us. His website is jimmarrs.com. And Jim, of course, is a best-selling author. You were getting into...
Well, you asked me why I thought that all these earth changes, these geophysical changes are taking place. And number one, I don't know. And in fact, I'm not sure anybody knows for sure, or if they do, they're not telling us. But what I was saying is that I have news clippings all the way back into the 80s where they were saying that they had evidence that there was some other body that was moving into a massive object moving into our solar system. And what I do know for a fact is that these changes are taking place are not limited to just the Earth. The polar caps on Mars are decreasing, meaning that ice is melting. There's ice on some of the moons of Jupiter.
Yeah, but if you pay Al Gore money, he'd fix it.
Oh, yeah. We just need to put in a carbon tax, and we take care of that. But then sunspot activity is acting very erratic. Ice on these moons are melting. The outer planets becoming more luminescent. Whatever's going on, it's impacting our entire solar system. Now, what exactly that is and what does it mean, I don't know. I'm not sure anybody does, but all you got to do is look around you. I know you've mentioned the seed vault up in Spitsbergen in Norway.
Yeah, the governments and corporations are acting like it's the end of the world. They're all digging in.
That's right. In fact, think about this, folks. Go to the FEMA website and the government website for FEMA, and they will tell you if you're smart, you'll stockpile enough food and water for 3 days, okay? And yet the government is building these huge underground bunker cities, and they're stockpiling enough weapons and food and water to last 10, 20, 30 years, okay? So what is it they know and that they're not telling you?
And in Switzerland, the public all has at least 2 year supply, underground generators, water, everything, for their low tax rate on the population. Our government, even per capita, spent a lot more, but those are top secret. Only the elite gets to know about those bases, Jim, because the government cares about us.
That's right. Well, you know, all I think about is when I was a young man, every major city had bomb shelters, fully stocked with food and water and everything else because of the Cold War and the fear that we might have a nuclear exchange. Well, you know, where's the civil defense today? We don't have any because they don't care. They want us dead. And that's another thing, folks. When you listen to Alex Jones and other people like this, and they're hollering and screaming, and they're telling you better watch it, you better do something about all this. Listen, the This is not just politics. This is not just getting involved with civics. This is self-defense, okay? Because these people want you dead. And you better understand that. You better start doing something or they're going to get their wishes.
And they say they want us dead, and they admit all of this, but it's all in scholarly documents. But more and more they are publicly circulating it, and it just, we've got to come together. We've got to continue to wake people up and take action. Jim, tell folks briefly, we're about to go to break here and have to say bye, about your latest book.
Well, I'm working on a book right now that's really going to open some eyes, but I haven't even turned it in, but hopefully it'll be out after the first of the year, and we'll talk at great length at that time. Alex, how's that?
Well, all of them are amazing. The book you did on the Fourth Reich is really, really powerful.
Right, and we see that coming more and more into focus, don't you?
We got crazy people running stuff. Jim Mars, God bless you. We'll talk to you again soon.
Okay. Thank you. Adios.
All right. There goes Jim Mars, ladies and gentlemen. JimMars.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. We're scheduled to have Bob Barr coming up to talk about the TSA and more on the other side. Some big developments on the TSA front. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we just talked to Bob Barr during the break, and he thought he was on at 1:30 Central, 2:30 Eastern. But he says he'll be ready in 5 minutes, because I want to hear what he has to say about his lawsuit with the TSA and all the rest of it. So he should be joining us here in about 5 minutes. Speaking of TSA news, we did a report at Infowars.com yesterday that got national attention via the DrudgeReport.com and other sites that the big Orlando airport is looking at kicking the TSA out because it's killing tourism. There's different numbers. They vary widely between 20 billion, 40 plus billion, but the latest numbers are over $40 billion in lost revenue to communities around this country and to this nation and to individuals, obviously, and to the parasitic government and tax money. $40 billion a year in lost tourism. But Goldman Sachs that runs this country just doesn't care. And you saw the headlines yesterday where one of their top managing directors came out and said, I'm quitting. I can't be part of a culture where we hate our customers and try to rip them off. In fact, I know you guys brought that back into me. I meant to cover that again. Or did you guys bring that back in? Because I don't see it here in my stack. Will you re-pull me the Goldman Sachs exec, Smith? Because I want to read his exact quotes. I don't want to just give people my take on it. Yeah, here it is. Maybe I'll ask Bob Barr about this, too. So I'll get to that later after Bob Barr leaves us. Here's the type of news I see all the time, but it's from Cyber News Service, CNSNews.com. It's in Texas newspapers when this stuff happens every few weeks now. In fact, they've stopped pledging allegiance, not because they see it as fascistic as some people do in South Texas. I was down there and saw in the papers last year. But because it's racist, and they've stopped in San Antonio, you get in trouble if you say USA, USA. By the way, if you're a new listener, I'm not joking. It'd be like if 10 years ago I went on the radio and said, yeah, the TSA they're putting in the airports, that's a federal power grab, they're going to start grabbing your genitals. No one would believe that. They'd be like, you know what, buddy, that's crazy. You've gone too far. Now it's like, yeah, what's the big deal? Oh, they go in the pants. Yeah, that's freedom. But what am I getting at? I grew up, born here in Texas, and grew up going down across the border to go sightsee, to go buy hats, sombreros, whatever, knives, bullwhips, just fun stuff you want when you're a kid, arrowheads, stuff like that. And I have been in the last 5-6 years down to a few of those places. It looks like a war zone. Once vibrant border towns on both sides are hellholes with everything boarded up. There are rocket attacks. There are newspaper people being killed on both sides. There is total fear. And our criminal government doesn't care because it's shipping the guns down to Mexico to further destabilize things. And the border region now is basically Mexico. And I see articles like this, gun battle in Mexico forces U.S. to shut down two border crossings. Well, actually, when I was down by the border last year, I went down to South Padre, it was in the newspaper that there were gun battles, outside the high school football game. Well, it turned out it was actually in the parking lot. And there were Mexican troop helicopters over on the U.S. side. And again, this is just going on every day now. And there are lakes that border Mexico. And you see the cases where a husband and wife are out on jet skis and Mexican drug cartels shoot and kill the husband. And the national media says, shut up, woman, your husband drowned. Because there's no violence down there. I mean, this is a perfect PSYOP example of where you got a better chance of dying. Look up the statistics. Scientific American even did a report on this 2 years ago. It's where we got a lot of our numbers. Champagne corks, bee stings. I talk about this ad nauseum. Slipping and falling, are just many times more dangerous than terrorism. But you would believe it was the end of the world. No, it's just a federal power grab. That's all that's going on here. Meanwhile, it's over 40,000 dead now in the last, almost 4 years on the Mexico side. It's over 2,000 on our side. I mean, that's huge. That's war level. We were losing, 2,000 troops a year in Iraq. We're losing more than that, and it's not even on the radar because they don't want you to be scared of something real. They don't want you to be concerned about a real security threat because they're going to use this to merge the entire continental security perimeter, as they said 4 years ago in the North American Union SPP documents. But here's CNS News. Gun battles in Mexico force U.S. to shut down two border crossings. Several gun battles between Mexican military forces and drug traffickers prompted U.S. authorities, same ones shipping guns into Mexico, to temporarily shut down two international bridge crossings on the southwest border last week. The two bridges are located at the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Port of Entry in Eagle Pass, Texas, connecting Eagle Pass, Texas to the Padres Negras in Mexico. And it just goes on. And this is all in the local newspapers. But this is not in the national news unless it's CNS News or Drudge Report or InfoWars. It's just not being discussed. It doesn't exist. Who has covered that impeachment proceedings, that legislation that if Obama continues to launch wars without congressional approval, that impeachment's going to be triggered? You'd think that'd be a top news story. It has never been anywhere but InfoWars.com from day one, Drudge Report from day one, and then WorldNet Daily. And I every day I keep doing a search, I found some little gazette in a small town, some small town paper did a story on it. I mean, I'm checking with a Google search every newspaper in this country every day going, come on, this has got to become a news item. We've got to force this out there. Now, we are forcing a story out there. It's been forced on a talk radio. It is being discussed. It is a big buzz in the military, big buzz in Congress. But it's like you got one world that's on the internet that knows this stuff's going on, and then you've got people who do not know anything. They don't know the branches of government. They don't know about the Constitution. And they think you're a weirdo if you want to know about this stuff. They think fashion or sports is paramount. And I know, as listeners, you know this. I know you know this before you ever heard my radio show. People have always marveled at how some people don't care or don't want to be involved. But those out there that do brush up against this show or other shows like it, you need to understand there's a reason our economy's falling apart. There's a reason corruption's at all-time highs. There's a reason we're losing our optimism. And it's because you can't have freedom if you do not have an informed population. And people are like, duh, no kidding, Sherlock. Look, I know that seems really simple. If you don't have liberty, you're not going to have prosperity. If you don't have liberty, then you do not have freedom. And you're like, yeah, liberty's freedom. Look, a lot of people don't get that. They're like, I don't care if the government gets rid of our rights. I have nothing to hide. Really, do you think, say, a German or a French, what was Gaul 2,200 years ago when the Romans were first starting to make forays into those areas to get slaves and gladiators and the rest of it? I mean, you think somebody fishing in, say, what's Gaul today or what's Austria today? Do you think somebody fishing when a bunch of Roman soldiers come marching over the hill, do you think they did anything wrong? No, people want to enslave you. They want to kill you and grab your women and haul them back over the hill and take them back to Rome. And that's the point. People need to get this through their heads. And I'm talking to new listeners here. Just because you don't have something to hide that, oh, go ahead and take my privacy, go ahead and make me guilty until proven innocent, that idea is slavery. That idea is the end of our society. People say, oh, defend America. Oh, Alex, America's under attack. We got to give our rights up. What is America? I mean, America's not had a perfect history, but compared to others, it's been the benchmark in freedom. And that's what America is. It's a set of ideas and a culture and a system. And because we were so free, we developed the wealth. And so the powerful interest came in and took control because we were the biggest, baddest thing in town. Does he want to go now? Is he on the phone? What does he want? He can give us 30 minutes, right? Let's do bottom of the hour. Bottom of the hour. We're doing producing on the air, which is good. Hey, come on in here, Chris. Because that's an interesting point. Because he'd said 5 minutes, and would you call him back? And he's happy either way. I don't care. Well, what's his preference? What's his preference? Yeah, let's not have it all broken up with breaks. So he's happy at 33 after? Let's just get him on then. 33 after. Good job. I don't know. It just seems like common sense. I mean, why would police want to stomp on people's rights when those are your rights too? why would bureaucrats get off on bossing people around? I mean, do you want to live in a country where people act like that? I mean, this is your country too. I mean, what did Fred call it? And I hate to use potty humor here, but it's the only thing that works. Don't pee in the pool, man. I mean, sometimes I go to public pools and stuff when I'm out of town or whatever, you know, where I see a pool pull up. And you see everybody, you can tell when they're peeing in the pool. They got that look on their face. And they'll look at you when you get up, go over to the bathroom inside like you're kind of, ooh, look, he's a weirdo. He's going in there to pee. And I'm looking at you going, look, I know you're peeing in the pool. You know, I watched you swim around for an hour. And you got that look on your face, that satisfied look.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-408-1130. That's 1-800-408-1130. 1-800-408-1130.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Former congressman has been fighting the TSA. He's going to join us, give us a report on where their operation is going. I mentioned this earlier whenever I had the one, the only Jim Mars on with us, but we were covering so many topics so fast we didn't spend a lot of time on it. We've got a big video coming out this afternoon that I want to go viral. You know, you never know what's going to go viral. I shot like 4 videos over the weekend. Just when I get mad, I shoot a video and upload it to the YouTube channel. And all total, they have like 1.5 million views. You know, one of them's got like 600 and something thousand by itself. Because I tend to get focused when I'm alone or just at home with the family. Because I get in the office and there's the crew and facts and things coming at me. And it's fine. It's just that I can really more cogent walking around in the woods with a little video camera. But we have a report we shot yesterday that Aaron stayed up most of the night putting together that's going to go up. I don't know the title of it yet, but it deals with the huge African invasion and all the proof of that. And I think Aaron's spitting it out right now. I wonder if he had time to add this. I wish by spitting it out, the computer's now rendering it, which is one of the longest processes. But my problem is when we're so right so often, we don't ever toot our horn properly about how right we've been. Not so, oh, look, I'm smart, but so people understand we know what we're talking about. I've noticed there's a COINTELPRO operation, so I've tracked it to sock puppet accounts and other things on InfoWars, and it's similar deal on YouTube. I can go, you know, look at their channels and their history and search the names. And I've done it, you know, just to study how the globalists operate. They have both hired PR people, but then they also have actual just software systems that do it. And that's on record. But it's like Alex Jones, nothing he said ever came true. And they're like, he said there'd be war in Iran. It never happened. Now, if you think bombs going off every week, military bases getting blown up and people being assassinated and magnet bombs being thrown onto cars and the media admitting that a proxy war is going on. I said a bunch of wars were coming in the Middle East about 2 years ago and it'd be proxy wars from documents. They're like, that never happened. Really? You don't think Libya? You don't think Egypt? You don't think Syria? You don't call those wars through proxies? I told you the Arab Spring was staged because it was staged on record. Google, which I told you was run by the NSA. That's now admitted. The head of the NSA runs Google now, the former head. And so there's always this spin like, Alex, what came true? Well, world government, well, that it would be run by mega banks, well, that they would start openly saying they were going to drug the water. Well, that happened too, but what else? That they'd start using military on the streets, that they'd start saying the UN commanded the military, okay, that they'd start disarming the troops around officers, oh, that's happening. Well, you were right there again. That the government brings in the drugs and was shipping the guns into Mexico 6 years ago, I told you, and would blame the Second Amendment for it, then that all got leaked. Okay, you were right about that, but Alex is never right about anything. You think it was fun day one coming out and saying 9/11 was an inside job and losing 70%+ of my affiliates because I wouldn't shut up? No, but it had to be done. And, you know, it's one of my most valuable accomplishments is that I could care less about being popular or how much money I was making, that it was about, I'm going to tell the truth. That's what has value to me. And the fact that that idea is so rare is why we're in all this trouble. That is my most prized possession, is that I am uncompromising with the truth. And I have courage. And I'm not a coward. Because I understand you can't give in to evil. That's valuable. That's not chapters I look back at and think, oh man, I'd be a lot bigger. You know, the system needs to pat me on the head and to make me think that I somehow have achieved something because it's there. You know, now giving me entree. No, I don't want that. But we called, I'll be honest though, we did not call the Coney thing 100% right. It was a lot worse than what I said. We were dead on that it was a new boogeyman launch operation. Now the UN admits it. It's all public. 9 countries they want to invade in Africa with boogeymen in each one. Most of them haven't been seen in years. Perfect boogeymen who are probably dead so they can just blast everything. The UN's slaughtering people all over Uganda and Congo right now. Huge oil, everything found there. And here it is, Kony 2012 video screening met with anger in northern Uganda and all over the country. They've got minions of this group there trying to show them the film, and people are just completely blowing up because they know it is just abject, total bull and a pretext to invade Africa. Nothing to do with Joseph Kony. It's just there's a bad guy, get him. 5 Minutes of Hate, 1984. Here it is.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Congressman Bob Barr. He's also been the Libertarian presidential nominee a few years back, is our guest, and I have wanted to get him on the show so we can get some updates on what his Liberty Guard group is doing with its FOIA request lawsuits with the TSA. You know, now South Park last night had their episode. I actually watched it this morning. I don't normally watch it, but not too much into the potty humor. But they made a good point here. They were calling it I'll get into it later. The point is, across cultural lines, everybody is sick of the TSA. It is the big issue, like nothing I've ever seen, that has unified Americans along political lines, religious lines, racial, regional. Everyone I know, and I've seen the polls, it's 90%+, cannot stand what the TSA is doing. There's some conformist out there who on the news will say, oh, I don't like it, but it's needed. No, it's not. I cannot fly. I cannot subject my children to what top psychologists have said is pedophilia training, to have strangers grabbing and groping your children, including their genitals. They got caught groping old women, strip searching them. They lied about that and then got caught. They lied about the radiation strength of the scanners. And Bob Barr has been all over this. Of course, Bob Barr also is involved in a lot of other areas trying to defend liberties. And I want to discuss some of those with him as well. But please, sir, give us the latest, and thank you for joining us, on what's happening in your investigation and sparring with the TSA.
Thanks very much, Alex. It's great to be back with you and your many, many listeners once again. By the way, just as a sidelight on TSA, about a week ago I was traveling and at a certain airport, and I showed the TSA person my congressional ID. As a former member of Congress, I have an official government ID that identifies me as a former member of Congress. It has an official government seal. It says right on the face of it that it's U.S. government identification, has my name, and so forth. And the guard looked at it, and he said, I can't accept this. Do you have a driver's license? And I said, yes, but that's an official government ID. It certainly is good for purposes of getting on an airplane. Well, wait over here. So he puts me aside and calls over a supervisor. And the supervisor, a gentleman probably about 50 years old, he looks at it, studies it under one of their little flashlight things that they think are so impressive, shines a light on it, and says, I'm going to have to look this up. And I said, well, fine. It's fine with me. And then the other guy pipes up and says, this guy refused to show me a driver's license. I said, I didn't refuse anything. I just indicated to you that this was an official government ID. So the other guy, then literally takes about 5 minutes to thumb through a couple of little books that they have with various forms of identification. They says, it's not in here. I've never seen it before. And I said, well, it doesn't matter whether you've seen it before. It's an official government ID, but it's not in my book. I said, well, that's fine. It's still an official government ID. This is sort of typical, Alex, of the problems that are magnified tens of thousands of times daily across the country. Just a minor problem, but the more serious problems are the ones that you just mentioned, and that our organization Liberty Guard is fighting. We began this battle with TSA back in November of 2010. You recall, of course, that that's when they started really hassling people, and we began and started issuing cards to people, we being Liberty Guard, the Opt-Out Alliance, informing people, giving them a little card if they wrote in or emailed in to libertyguard.org, and we sent them a card, an Opt-Out Alliance card, that explained their rights. If they wanted that they have a right to opt out of one of these naked body scanners, they have a right to have a private frisk done and so forth. And I don't agree with any of that, but the point is that if you don't want to go through one of these naked body scanners, you do have the right to opt out, and then you have certain rights there under. Well, and almost immediately after there was this big flap, a number of folks were calling for an opt-out day. All of a sudden, right before Thanksgiving of 2010, the TSA backed away and didn't use the machines. Well, we thought this was mighty interesting that they make this big push. They say these machines are absolutely essential and air travel safety will be severely compromised, if not, and so forth. And then all of a sudden, they don't do it when they're faced with a public backlash. Well, of course, we couldn't get any information out of them. We filed a Freedom of Information Act requests, and they denied them, said, oh, this isn't covered. We can't give this to you. It's sensitive information, and so forth. Anyway, we had this running paperwork battle with them for quite some time, and finally we decided the Liberty Guard, the only way to really get to the bottom of this is to file suit. So we have filed suit in U.S. court in Virginia against TSA, simply seeking access to the information that led them to both first say that these machines are essential, and then all of a sudden they back away from it, and we want to see the documents. That's the status of our lawsuit right now, Liberty Guard versus the TSA.
Now, I want to give out websites and other contacts for folks that want to get the card, because people say, well, what's the point of it? It creates a form of unity. It points out that we know we have our rights. It starts to create a lobby for liberty, and that's what we have to do, is get together. And it also lets them know, as they see these cards more and more, that there's a solidarity. Obviously, Congressman, you know that, but I'm just pointing it out for some new listeners that are saying, what's the point of this? Do you agree with me that this is probably the biggest unifying issue that we've seen in a decade?
It is, I think, Alex, because it affects so many people, and the measures that the TSA are taking are so intrusive and so arbitrary that they really touch the heart and soul of what it means to be an American, to not have to subject yourself to the humiliation, the absolute humiliation of having the government be able to take a nude photograph of you in public and to subject you at their arbitrary whim to an extremely invasive pat down. I mean, this is what, you know, I learned many, many years ago in law school, were such actions by the government that they could only use on somebody on whom they had clear suspicion of criminal activity. And now they're subjecting,
sure,
average law-abiding American citizens and law-abiding foreign visitors to this country, this form of humiliation.
Sure. I mean, if you saw somebody run out of a liquor store after a robbery, you catch them down the street, they look like they shove a gun down their pants. Well, for your safety as a police officer, you tackle them, you get the gun. But you don't just march little kids up and everybody's guilty until proven innocent. In fact, you're a lawyer. You've been in the CIA. You've been in international delegations. You know, you've sat on key committees in Congress. So you're a leading expert on these issues. So let me ask you this. Just as a layman, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not all these things, but just as a person who studied the common law, Bill of Rights, Constitution, read what the Founding Fathers wrote, read a few court cases, had a lot of lawyers on, constitutional lawyers. I mean, if the FBI can't randomly go to a park and start rubbing the outside of your pants, or God forbid going inside as they're now doing, the state police can't do it. So how do the feds create a group that aren't even sworn bonded officers? There's no discussion of jurisdiction. And now I've confirmed they're on highway searching cars. They're in Dallas. They now have army personnel with TSA. You can just search TSA inspector and you'll see photos online of National Guard out at a, you know, Bayfest in Alabama. And there's National Guard with guys that say TSA inspector searching little kids' bags, just randomly, not even going into a sports stadium, but entering downtown. I mean, it's, to me, it's nothing but acclamation, but how do they do this? I mean, where's the 10th Amendment? Where's the 4th? Where is the due process? I mean, Texas, as you know, tried to pass a law, and I want you to speak to this, last year, unanimously passed the House. The feds threatened a blockade of the airways, so the Senate backs off. But how do they do this? How are they engaging in this type of activity?
That is the fundamental question, Alex. You pose it over and over again, and the answer to it is they can do this because we, the American people, let them do it. There is no reasonable basis at all in the Constitution of the United States of America, including the Bill of Rights, of course, for the government to subject a person who simply seeks to travel interstate, pays their money to the airline, and has a contract with that airline. There's no basis at all for the government to step in and prohibit that person from traveling interstate pursuant to their contract with the airline, simply because the government, without any reasonable suspicion whatsoever, demands that the person subject themselves to an invasive virtually body cavity search. It hasn't gotten quite to that point, but that's the direction they're going in. And when you ask, as I've done sometimes, ask the TSA person, what is the reasonable basis? What do you suspect? What crime do you suspect me of? They have no idea what you're even asking them. But until the American people stand up, both individually and collectively and through our representatives at the state level and at the federal level, they're going to continue to get away with this.
Look, folks can go to libertyguard.org and find out more and organize and get involved in your community. You guys are building a powerful grassroots organization around the Fourth Amendment, around states' rights, around due process, innocent, until proven guilty. Just an amazing website with so much information. If people are angry and want to fight back for their liberty, not just for now, but for the future, get involved at libertyguard.org. And that's my next question. A, what is the government thinking? Because, you know, I didn't like Bush and I don't like Obama, but really under Obama, stuff has gotten markedly three or four times worse. Not just on that front, but NDAA, protest bills being passed where it's a felony. I mean, it's getting downright creepy, even for somebody like myself that is just, you know, wildly untrusting of government. I mean, it's even starting to really overshoot what I thought they would do. I mean, I guess I'm babbling. The point is, what are they thinking? Are they trying to turn the whole public against them?
Listen, it's not babbling at all, Alex. You bring up very, very important points that bear repeating over and over and over again until this sinks into a strong majority of the American people. Far too many of our fellow citizens, despite your show, despite the work that you do in getting these ideas out there and the work that I do in my small way to teach the Constitution and fight in court against the government, despite our efforts, there still are way too many people out there who are willing to accept this intrusiveness on the part of the government because they believe or sense that it makes them safer. Of course, it doesn't. And that does not still, even if it did make us safer, that does not make it right. It does not make it constitutional. And you mentioned the so-called VIPR program, V-I-P-R, that the TSA is now using to stop trucks on interstates to go to sporting events, to go to bus stations, to go to train stations, and arbitrarily start frisking people, going through their bags, and so forth. And this administration, what makes it particularly troubling with this administration is that this administration, the Obama administration, both as a candidate when Senator Obama was running for president and shortly after he was sworn in as president over 3 years ago, he said explicitly many times that he was going to pay closer heed to the Constitution, was not going to conduct the surveillance and intrusive activities of the Bush administration. But not only has he continued them in many respects, as you just indicated, Alex, he's accelerated them. And Congress has gone along.
Have you seen the video, Congressman Bob Barr, joining us, listeners? Have you seen last Tuesday the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Panetta, and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs, Dempsey, with the Secretary of Defense, Panetta, up there telling senators that we don't need to get approval for wars now from Congress? The president gets it from the UN. Have you seen that?
I did, and it's one of those things that at first I thought, I can't be, this is a joke. This is like the Daily Onion or whatever the newspaper is. But darned if it, you know, you look at it, and unfortunately, as bad as this is, the genesis for this started under Bush 1. When Bush 1 went to the United Nations to get the United Nations seal of approval to kick Saddam Hussein out of Kuwait back in 1991. It started under Bush 1, and then it continued under Clinton and continued under Bush 2, and now we've moved to the point where we have an administration saying it is more important for us to get the approval of the permission of foreign governments to place our troops in combat conflict situations more important than it is to get the approval of the Congress of the United States. Unbelievable.
You're right, and Breitbart went with that quote, but within that 7.5-minute tape, then I went and watched the raw footage, it was even worse, on C-SPAN site. The Senator Sessions keeps saying, look, go ahead and say Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11. You know it's Congress that's in charge, right? And the Secretary of Defense says, we get it from the UN, that's where the President gets it, in NATO. And then the Senator says, I'm losing my breath here. I can't believe. And I watched the weird surliness of the generals behind him. It was almost like a standoff, because I've watched so many congressional hearings. You know, you've been there with those guys in front of you. But in the past, they were deferential towards Congress, their bosses. They were acting kind of like, hey, move over, little dog. You know, fat dog's moving in.
I certainly hope that we don't face four more years of this administration. But even if we don't, if we do have hopefully a new president sworn in January 20th of 2013, these things, these problems are not going to change overnight, because they reflect a very gradual but very substantive change in the way our government operates. It's going to take a lot of continued work on your part, Alex, on our part with Liberty Guard, other organizations, and individuals staying involved. We have to turn this around, because every time they do something like this, it builds on what has gone before and strengthens the ability of government to simply run roughshod over the American people and to run roughshod over the Constitution of the United States.
I know you're a news hound, and any question I've ever asked you, you've been informed of it and been able to comment. This just broke this morning. I don't know if you've seen it yet, but soldiers asked to disarm during Leon Panetta's speech in Afghanistan. The Associated Press, London Telegraph, are reporting, the Pentagon admits, that when Panetta went and spoke to a group of Marines, they asked that they all leave their arms in their barracks, and the Pentagon went on to say that it was for his security. Have you ever heard of something like this now, where the Secretary of Defense is afraid to be around U.S. troops with weapons?
No, and further on that story is that you just referred to is the fact that part of the U.S. General's excuse or rationale for doing this as well, we had Afghan soldiers here, and we didn't want to make them feel that they were being discriminated against by having them leave their weapons and U.S. troops wouldn't have to. So in order to make everybody feel good and not that they were being discriminated against, we wouldn't allow any weapons in.
That's the political correct tyranny. Like everybody's a slave now. Everybody loses their rights. That is that nanny state tyranny. Sorry, go ahead.
No, it is. It's the same sort of approach that we see over and over and over again here domestically in this country. Say, just take the gun issue. You have people out there who commit criminal acts with firearms. Well, what do? Rather than strengthening our law enforcement effort to get those people and bring them to justice, that is the criminals who improperly use firearms for commissions of crimes, what we do is we inconvenience and deny everybody the freedom to possess a firearm when and where they need it. And it's the same sort of thing that we see now in the military over there with this incident.
It is Twilight Zone. What do you make of the NDAA and Obama saying he was against it, the detention of U.S. citizens, the disappearing, the black bagging? And then we learned he demanded it be added. Then he said, well, don't worry, I won't sign it. Then he did sign it. And then he said, but don't worry, I won't implement it. But then the head of the FBI and the Justice Department have both said, well, we might do that, actually. And then you've got the shipping guns into Mexico. I mean, if we know about this, what else are they planning? Why do you think they're doing this?
The first part of your question is a very good one, and that is, we're as bad as it is with what we're seeing here with regard to the NDAA, TSA, and so forth. What we're seeing is the tip of the iceberg. There is so much of this going on below the radar screen that we don't know about. That's what's really frightening, which is another reason why it's so important to address at least what we do know about, because there's so much that they're doing in furtherance these same policies that we don't know about. What was the second part of your question, Alex? I'm sorry, I got off on a tangent.
No. I was asking Congressman, why do you think they're doing this? Because it's only making their approval ratings drop. It's actually waking people up. It's great for my radio show, but I'd rather have my radio show recede off into the, you know, wild blue yonder than be right about just a total fascist takeover. But when the military is being told that they can take on citizens, when we're being told we can be disappeared, and we're seeing such deception, why do you think government's doing this?
Ultimately, because it's all about control. And you used a word early on in this segment that is a very appropriate one, and that is acclimation. They are acclimating people to having no privacy whatsoever. As Ayn Rand said many, many years ago, Alex, as you know, you've studied her as well as I have, that if you take away a man's privacy, you gain the power to control that person absolutely. They know that if we have no sense of privacy, if we expect and give the government the power to know everything there is about us and to control us, then we have lost freedom. That's ultimately what's going on here. They also rely on the fact that even though these issues are important to you and to I and to a lot of Americans, the fact of the matter is, by the time the election rolls around, everybody will be focused on what is the government doing for me for the economy. And these issues traditionally do not factor directly in a national election, unfortunately. Hopefully this time will be different, and we can get people to focus on these issues when they go to the polls in November. But normally they don't, which is why the government is able to get away with this, despite the fact that it seems to be dropping their approval numbers.
Final question. We appreciate your time, Congressman Bob Barr, heading up Liberty Guard. Where do you see it ending? I mean, you don't have a crystal ball, but I see the momentum is shifting against the TSA. People really are getting more and more angry, but the system seems to be digging their spurs in. I mean, in your gut, how do you see this ending?
I see some rays of hope, to be honest with you, Alex. You get the message out there. The Orlando International Airport is now moving again. They are not backing down in their effort to get TSA out of their airport so that they can have private individuals, private security services, handle the security screenings. Hopefully, people in the Congress, key people like John Micah, who represents part of the Orlando area and heads the Transportation Committee in the House, will back them up. To some extent, he's fighting the Republican leadership. The Republican leadership and the Democratic leadership in the Congress also, they don't like to take on these government agencies. But there are some individual members, Darrell Issa from California, John Micah from Florida, they're really spearheading these
efforts. Well, that's good news. Let me throw this in real quickly. What about, there's more than one way to skin a cat. We have insider trading stuff opening up against members of Congress. What about going after Chertoff, who's making money off these scanners? I mean, there's got to be more than one way, because we cut the money off of the profiteering, then they won't want to, you know, radiate grandma.
If they would do that, that would be a very effective way, Alex. But you know, we saw it with the Defense Authorization Bill and the FAA. All of these government agencies are getting increased budgets, not reduced budgets. And as long as Congress just talks about it and does not cut off the funding, nothing of any substance is going to happen to reform these agencies.
And that's why they're so arrogant. Well, just because they have the power doesn't mean they're not losing the info war. They are losing the hearts and minds, and they cannot continue to govern with any amount of brute force if they don't have that. Former Congressman Bob Barr, LibertyGuard.org. Thank you for the time, sir.
Alex, it's always an honor. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. There goes Bob Barr. Wow. Tonight on the Nightly News, an extended hour-plus interview with Dave Mustaine of Megadeth on politics, the New World Order, Endgame, and so much more. And we've got some other big special reports in the Nightly News as well. And, of course, we're always right here on the radio.